You want Will Hahn, St. Louis, last week, first career win, second week, second career win, and great ride, man. Wilson caught you, made a pass on you, and you wicked it up and pulled away a bit. This is a statement win for sure.
Yeah, it was a good feeling. You know, I'm not happy with the way my first eight laps were, because he caught me pretty quick. No doubt about it. He came through the pack, and mm-hmm. he earned that. And when he got by me, something clicked, and I was able to wick it up. And again, man, this weekend, same as last week, I try to just rely on my fitness and stay calm and know that if I just remain solid, we could make it happen.
Well, where did you wick it up? Like, what did you do on purpose, or where did you think you picked it up to pull away a little bit?
All the way, I think, after lap eight. And then when he stuck it in on me twice, I saw the pit board, it said go time. And, you know, I told myself, there's really nothing to lose, you know, and I just got to lay it on the line, and I felt like they did that tonight. And mainly the corners. Everyone does the same rhythms. It's a matter of charging them, and I understand that. But, man, I just tried to wick it up and hit my corners like I was in practice, because before I was timid, riding low, and was able to wick it up.
Yeah, it. Everybody talks about the dirt. Pretty good to be back here in St. Louis with this dirt. And
it's phenomenal dirt here. It's like if you could make a batch of brownies and then build a track, this is what would come of it.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, kind of a home race for you too, right?
Somewhat, yeah, dude. And they were just – I could feel the crowd tonight.
Well, last week a home race.
No, Atlanta? No.
No doubt.
Come on, bro.
Never mind.
I would love to be from Atlanta, but I'm not.
I forgot.
It would fit my gangster party.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's a terrible interview.
Dallas, you know what? There's a lot of friends and family there. This is close to Kansas. So,
which was a home race for you?
I would say this.
Okay.
Kansas is near here. Man, I could literally feel the crowd tonight. Even when I did my hot lap, and then I came back to the podium, and I'm like, man, I could feel them, dude. And it's a good feeling.
I can feel Andy Boyer, two down from me, freaking me out, cheering so much. So
that's my guy, dude. That is my guy. And
it's clear to everyone up there in the press box tonight
that I'm his guy.
That you're his guy.
I'll claim it all day.
Yeah.
And I got rid of my bag.
Yeah, that's
good. Just to make that clear.
Yeah.
To everyone and everyone emailing you,
yeah.
I got rid of my bag.
Yeah. And you still won, which is good. Hey, and I feel like your two wins in a row really says something about owning a Honda Ridgeline. I'm a Honda Ridgeline owner.
Yes.
I take a lot of crap for it, but I feel like you and I, like, you're elevating the role of Ridgelines.
Well, not only that, but if you go to the grocery store, it's a little hot out, stick that stuff in the trunk. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Where are you at, Tundra people?
Yeah, where are you? You don't have a trunk?
No. I got a trunk.
Yeah. What else do you have?
I got
all-wheel drive. All-wheel drive.
You got the nav?
Yes, sir.
See, I got the RTL, but I didn't get the nav.
That's okay. You know what? Yeah. You have it on your phone now.
No,
that's not do or die, but you still have the trunk.
Yeah. I got the trunk. I got all-wheel drive. I got leather seats. I got seat warmers.
Oh, I have those too, but just sometimes you feel like it's always stuck on.
I got an AC plug in my console.
What? Oh, I have that too. Yeah. That is nice.
Yeah.
If you forget their other charger, boom, hooked up.
Yeah. Suck it, everyone that bugs at me for Ridgelines. You're taking it to Ridgelines to the top.
All day.